You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Master Pet Chef Mickey Voisard, and thanks for joining us. Hey, let's talk about a canine species appropriate diet and why that's important for your dog. Does that sound boring? But you, as a human, eat a daily diet or something close to a human species appropriate diet. You know, every day we can observe some human friends that eat a diet similar to someone who's on vacation, like on a cruise. You might call it the cruise ship diet. Lots of food, lots and lots of food, lots of dessert. And we all might know someone who we're familiar with who eats a rabbit diet, one that resembles eating nothing but salads. And then there's also the cowboy diet, composed of meat and potatoes. There's many more comparisons, but most of what we eat as humans were made for humans to eat. Whether it's good for us or keeps us healthy, well, we find that out in a few years of staying on that type of diet. We might eventually develop a disease of some sort, maybe gout, and we go to the doctor and he says to stop eating rich food. So we stop eating rich food and the gout goes away. And sometimes we might get some minor gastric problems and figure out that, hey, once we stop eating all of that fried food, the gastric problem goes away. Or we just bought a new condo and it came with a full-length mirror and we were shocked to see ourselves for the first time from the neck down. So we stop eating 5 meals a day and surprise, we lose weight. But getting back to what is appropriate food for a human species to eat, if our goal is to eat what will keep us healthy and full of energy, then we'll find it's all about variety, balance, and less processed food. If we're talking about our dog, we'd apply the same common sense while considering another species. So we'll take a short break and we'll be right back with the Pet Chef and hash that all over.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Buster, you're telling me my dog food products can't go on your shelves?
That's right. Didn't pass one of my Petco certified nutrition checklists. Sorry, Wayne.
Who made these checklists?
Geniuses. Very smart guys.
Well, it's good enough for most grocery stores.
Do you see cheese puffs on my shelves? Mayonnaise? Soda pop?
No.
That's because I ain't running no grocery store, Wayne. Your pets will get better nutrition, I guarantee it. Petco, where healthy pets go.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/Petco and get $6 off your order of $60 or more and up to 40% off hundreds of items at Petco. PetLifeRadio.com/Petco.
Dyson.
The new Dyson Animal Vacs are powerful bagless upright vacuums for homes with pets. Air muscle and radial root cyclone technology generates the strongest suction power to powerfully remove dust, dirt, and pet hair from the home or car. To order your Dyson Animal Vac, go to PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson. PetLifeRadio.com/Dyson to order your Dyson Animal Vac today.
Dyson, music to your ears.
Welcome to Sassy Seniors, a show about our fabulous older dogs and cats. I'm your host, Kelly Jackson. You know, I wanted to create a show to really showcase our senior pets. And, you know, as the human population ages and lives longer, of course, so are our wonderful pets. But many of us with aging pets, it's so interesting. We have a tough time realizing or really admitting that they are seniors. So, in a way, I kind of like to think of our senior pets as wise puppies. What do you think about that? Be sure to join us for another edition of Sassy Seniors. And remember, celebrate your senior pets.
Every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com. Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. If you want a true lesson on a species-appropriate diet, go for a hike in a remote area and bring along a scat guidebook. The scat is the wild animal's poop, but it's quite interesting to find scat in the wild, and depending on the season, it's amazing to see what that animal has eaten. For example, here in the Southwest, we have mesquite trees, and in late summer, they drop their long mesquite pods all over the ground. And the pods are filled with mesquite beans, which are loaded with B vitamins. So the coyotes eat a lot of them during that month-long period of time. But the mesquite beans are not easily digestible, but they do offer the coyote a good scraping out of their intestines. And their scat are filled with the undigestible mesquite beans. But of course, their favorite food for the rest of the year is a prey animal like a rabbit. And mesquite is not their top thing on their menu, but they use it as something that would help them. And also a bobcat or a mountain lion, you can find their scat pretty easily. It has the fur of the animal they had eaten left over, undigested in their scat. And a bear has lots of berries in his scat. And then you'll see a domesticated dog who eats nothing but processed commercial pet food, and his scat looks like a big pile of a blob of poop. Or you can find very dry and hard dog poop. So if you compare a domesticated dog's scat to that of a coyote, the size and volume of the dog's feces can reveal the inappropriateness of the food that dog is eating. As carnivores, dogs were designed by nature to hunt, eat, and run, to thrive on mostly protein, fat, and the moisture of the prey animal, ingesting only pre-digested grains, seeds, and grasses eaten by the animal they just ate. The protein source and its quality is very important for a dog. When a dog is fed too much low-grade protein, similar to most of the reasonably priced pet foods at the store, which are made from crude, rendered, or non-meat sources, that dog won't be able to digest, absorb, or assimilate this protein, and thus receive optimum, they won't get benefits from their food. We have set them up for poor health and possibly even an early death. Americans have been obsessed with feeding their pets grains, probably because grains are pictured on dog food bags, as if feeding it to your dog would make him healthy. Not unless your dog had parents who were chickens. Unless that grain is pre-digested by another animal before your dog eats it, his body has to overwork to digest and process that grain. And over a period of time, since this food is not canine species appropriate, his body will create illness and chronic inflammation leading to skin allergies, joint damage, and all the way to diabetes and cancer, just as with us humans. And originally, in the early days of creating kibble for pet food, grain was used as a binding agent to keep the meat source together. And pretty soon, the idea of using more grain and less meat caught on because, hey, grain is cheaper. It really had nothing to do with proper nutrition for your canine species-appropriate meat-eating pet. And also, fat is real important for your dog. You, as a human species, may frown on it, but your dog processes fat differently because of his species. He needs and uses fat for energy and essential fatty acids. And once again, the fat sources should be healthy, coming from that of another animal with a small amount from a plant source. But your dog's fat intake should not only come from processed food, since that fat comes to the pet food manufacturer laden with toxic preservatives. And also, dogs are not vegetarians. Too many vegetables creates a more alkaline pH in their system. A healthy canine runs very acid, extremely acid. For us, as humans, we can sustain good health with a pH balance of 7.35, which would be acid alkaline. For a dog, they should have a pH range of 1 to 2.5 pH, very acidic. Nature gave them that acidic environment to keep them safe from potentially contaminated raw meat that their species was designed to eat. So let's take a quick break. And when we return, I'll fill you in on why your dog might be throwing up bile. How exciting.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
Every pet is unique. Maybe they're gray in the muzzle, yet young at heart. Maybe they're growing out of the puppy stage and into their paws and ears. Or maybe they're just trying to maintain a more girlish figure. At PetSmart, we have the right food for your pet at a great value for you. PetSmart. Be better together.
Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart and save up to 30% on toys, collars, leashes, PetSmart gift cards, treats, and more. Go to PetLifeRadio.com/PetSmart today.
Love your pets but wish their medications were a lot less expensive? They are at 1-800-PetMeds. You'll not only save on flea and heartworm medications, but on prescriptions for arthritis, incontinence, thyroid, and more. And you get fast service, free shipping, and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, our licensed pharmacists ensure accuracy, monitor drug interaction, and more. See why over 5 million people have trusted their pet's health to 1-800-PetMeds, America's largest pet pharmacy. Call now or order online.
Go to PetMeds.com/chef, C-H-E-F, to get 10% off any order and free shipping on orders of $39 or more at PetMeds.com.
How would you like your business to reach out and invite in our audience? We have a brand new trademark concept called InfoSeeds. InfoSeeds are short, 20-second seeds of information about your place of business, practice, or service. Is the best, most cost-effective way to invite us in. We only have a limited number of slots left. For more information, visit the website.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Click on sponsorship information. There you can listen to a sample of InfoSeed. Remember, only a limited number of opportunities are available.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Pet Chef on Pet Life Radio. Who hasn't seen a dog vomit bile? If you haven't as yet, you don't know what you're missing. That yellow, foamy-type vomit that drips down from your dog's mouth, and he pathetically looks at you with sad eyes, and you, of course, react by assuming he's sick. Well, he could be, but stop 1 second and rejoice in the wonders of your dog's species-appropriate stomach. In addition to having a very acidic stomach, your dog naturally produces a tremendous amount of bile. It's his plan B. If the heavy stomach acid doesn't neutralize the problem, then the bile comes in as the second defense, along with the pancreatic enzymes, to break the food down and digest it. Bile is your dog's superhero. With all of this super equipment in your dog's stomach, shouldn't he be able to eat anything? He can, and he has, but eventually his super stomach equipment will break down unless he stays or is fed a species-appropriate diet on a daily basis. So once again, remember, your dog is a dog. His species was not made to eat like a chicken or even a horse. He's not a vegetarian. He has canine teeth and a canine stomach. So until next time, we want to thank our producers for making this show possible. And you can go to my website, smelllikeadog.com. Until again, bon appetit.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.